Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Jonathan Kelber was born and raised in Southern California. As an only child in his family celebrated both Jewish, his father's family is Jewish, and Christian, his mother's family is Christian. So Jewish and Christian holidays. While he was taught moral and ethical principles during his early childhood, he doesn't remember hearing a clear message of the Christian gospel. And his upbringing certainly wasn't rooted in the Bible. As you will soon hear, things have changed in his life, so much so now that there is a foundation, an anchor in the Word of God and in the person of Jesus Christ. And when you hear about what he does and how God has developed him, what he has become and the influence that he has and the giftings that God has given to him, you will marvel at the way God works in people's lives in such a personal way. And the message of the gospel, you know, that Jesus died on the cross for our sins, that he shed his precious blood on that cross to wash our sins away, that Christ was buried, and that he rose again on the third day, and the fact that the living Christ calls people to himself, people like you and me, you right now, today, whatever you're going through, Jesus is calling you. The fact that Jesus does that, well, it's a life-changing experience, a life-changing opportunity. And I believe God sends him here today, all the way from Northridge, California, by phone, to share heart-to-heart with you. Dr. Jonathan Kelber became a Christian in 1998. This transition had a very positive impact on his life and was a result of important events, which he will share, and relationships that shaped his thinking throughout the 1990s. And one of the most influential factors in his faith journey was the realization, get this now, that God was the perfect father for him. A concept which was both comforting and transforming. He met his wife Julie in 2000, with whom he had the privilege of sharing the Christian gospel. And she became a Christian in 2001. They married in 2003. They welcomed their first son, Miles, in 2009, and their second son, Luke, in 2011. In 2004, they moved to San Diego so he could pursue a doctorate in biochemistry at University of California, San Diego, UCSD, and the Salk Institute. After completing graduate school and an additional 3+ years of postgraduate training, they relocated to Northridge, California, where he began his own research lab as an assistant professor of biology at Cal State Northridge. In this capacity, he's also taught upper division and graduate courses in cell, molecular, and cancer biology. Dr. Kelber, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Danny. Thank you very much.
Where in Southern California did you grow up?
I was born in Upland, California. And I grew up in Upland for the better part of my life at home. When I was 18, I moved to a neighboring town called Claremont, California.
Well, I can think of the Claremont graduate schools there. Mm-hmm. You obviously have been a man of intellect, a boy of intellect. What was it like there growing up in Upland and then later in Claremont?
It was good. I I fondly remember, actually, back in the 80s and even into some of the early 90s, it was an area that has a history of agriculture, citrus in particular. And so amongst all the houses nestled up into the foothills there, there were oftentimes large fruit groves. And that has now, I think, been replaced somewhat with homes, but it was a nice area. It was at the base of a tall mountain by the name of Mount Baldy, or Mount San Antonio. And so, you know, we would periodically get snow in the winters, but nothing that would rival our friends in other parts of the country. But it was nice, you know, as a kid to have periodic snow flurries. And I went to public school through my middle school years. And I then went to a private college prep school in Claremont, even though I was living in Upland, which didn't have a faith or religious bent. I think the founder back in the early 1900s was Catholic, but since then it had, I think, strayed away from the religious influence, although it still had a very prominent moral and ethical and character building aspect to it.
Well, with your schooling, with your education, along those lines, even beyond, who would you say influenced you most in your growing up years?
I think, well, my early years in school, I think my parents probably had a very positive impact. My mother actually was an English teacher by training, and so I think she valued my taking education seriously. I never felt pushed to excel or exceed, but I think they both, my mom and dad, valued education and wanted me to do as well as I could, not so much for the sake of doing well, but I remember them always saying, you know, if you can do well, you'll have more opportunities, and then you can make the decision of what you want to do. And so I think that that idea early on probably shaped my thinking. I had great teachers growing up. In high school, I had a outstanding coach. I was a water polo player and swimmer in high school. And, in fact, my coach in high school was a Christian. And he would periodically hold Bible studies at his house for the student athletes. I didn't go to any at that time in my life. That was kind of a time prior to my, you know, search for what I was really going to believe. But I did know he was a Christian, and he was a good man, a great coach. He was a former Olympic water polo player, so he had the kind of the prowess and definitely the street credit to influence the lives of myself and my other teammates.
Nothing quite like being an Olympian, huh?
It's hard to beat that. Yeah, absolutely. That brings along a lot of credit.
You talk about that, and all of a sudden you've escalated to the very top of the food chain, right? Like sports.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's a quick climb.
No, you're an academic, so you had that academic discipline early on, sort of built in.
I think so. I went to a high school. I think I had a few years where I really was still kind of trying to figure all that out. I did well early on in my primary education in high school. To be honest, I struggled. I was an average student. The school I went to, there were some very, very, very brilliant students. And so I felt kind of now all of a sudden in high school like I was, you know, a small fish in a big pond. And so I found myself relatively average academically. I think I made up for that athletically. but it wasn't, I wouldn't say that my high school academic years were something that someone would have looked at and said, you know, this guy's going to be an academic person. He's going to be an intellectual.
Well, that you are. You have gone to the highest level of academic pursuit as now a professor there at CSUN, or Cal State Northridge, professor of biology, which is what intrigues me so. An academic, an intellectual in biology, and yet there is a deep relationship that you have with the Lord Jesus Christ. When we come back, we're going to take a break in a few moments, but when we come back, I want to go there, Doctor, if that's okay with you.
Sure.
You know, to talk about your faith. A man of science is a man of faith. Some people might even say, hey, you can't use those two words together. You know, it doesn't fit. But here it is in your life.
Mm-hmm.
There's a seamless blend of the two. Relationship with Christ, and here is a PhD in biology. We're talking about Dr. Jonathan Kelber, a professor of biology at Cal State Northridge. We're just, as we typically do, just talk heart to heart about the things that God has done in his life. And I think as you listen to him, you too will be intrigued by the grace, mercy, and power of God. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
On the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year, and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Hey, isn't it a blessing to be celebrated? I mean, wouldn't you love it to know that your parents just celebrate you, celebrate your life? Well, that's the kind of parent, Dr. Jonathan Kelber and his wife Julie are with their kids. And, you know, that kind of perspective and the way in which they have become and the way that this the Spirit of Christ disseminates out of them for their children. When it comes to someone who is a man of faith and a man of science, how do those two go together? You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. I'm here with Dr. Jonathan Kelber by phone. He's there in Northridge, California. But I'm glad that you're with us today because the Lord, as He typically does, personalizes the stories that are shared right for you at your place and point of need today. And remind you also that there's a responsibility that comes out of having access to these kinds of inspirational stories, and that is to be a blessing to others. Yes, be a blessing to others. Find out more about this program. Get the program in its entirety at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Dr. Kelber, how did you become a Christian?
Well, I think one thing to preface my story and my kind of timeline is that my development as a believer, as a Christian, preceded my maturity as a scientist. And I think that timing, for me anyway, was pretty critical. At the age of 18, my parents separated, and that was a really difficult situation for me. I think it was under the circumstances, a choice that God would have approved of. There was infidelity on my father's part, and I think the following years it was a struggle for me to, you know, deal with the disappointment, kind of distrust that grew out of the betrayal. And so I think that period of time, probably from, and I would even put it back maybe a few years before the separation of my parents, you know, really early 90s, 91, 92, they separated in 93. And then the years that came after that, up until 98, when I became a Christian, those were years where I think I was really searching. Picked up surfing. I was playing water polo in college. I played a couple years, and in fact, those two events, my athletic involvement, and then starting up or taking up surfing, put me in fellowship with a good friend of mine who grew up as a Christian in Southern California. And he was a teammate of mine. He and I surfed together. And he was a believer. And I remember we were driving down the 57 freeway on the trip down to the beach. And we were talking a little bit about Christianity. And I think I asked him something along the lines, you know, how do you reconcile all of this belief? And, you know, I just had a lot of questions, I guess. I knew of Christianity. My mom had, at that point, I think, been going back to church after my parents separated. And he said, well, you know, it's simple. You just believe. And to me, it didn't seem simple, but I think his perspective was refreshing nonetheless. It wasn't something I just jumped on board with at that moment, but it was a refreshing perspective that here, you know, a close friend of mine, he just had faith. And that was an influential relationship that God put in my path. Go ahead.
Now, what was it about his faith? I mean, and mind you, he's saying just believe. He's not just talking to anybody. He's talking to someone who analyzes things, right? Puts things under microscopes and wants to find out the reasons why and go deeper. So how did
you know? I don't know that I was doing that at that time, and so I think you know his expression of his faith as a faith, and I think was just from his heart, you know, and, and grew out of the friendship that we had already really developed. Mm. You know, he was talking to me, his surfing buddy, and his teammates. So I think, you know, but I think alongside of his faith was a lifestyle that exemplified that. You know, he was kind. He loved on others. He wasn't judgmental. So I saw these things in his life. You know, he didn't party, something that I did. And, you know, I think he had a life that gave testimony to his faith. And so I think that, along with our friendship, allowed him to speak into our lives.
That really speaks of the power of a witness, a strong witness for Christ. You know, when the message is backed by the messenger, there's a level of legitimacy. Well, we know the message doesn't change. The message, the message of the gospel has power. And yet in that, it can easily be where someone's preaching the message. Yes, the message itself is a message of truth. But the messenger is a contradiction to the message. Not in your case. So there was a flow. I mean, it encourages me. And I think it should encourage us as believers.
Absolutely.
To be ever mindful of our not just conduct, but really our heart.
Right.
You know,
right.
That our hearts are in the right place. And
yeah, absolutely. I would also add that at that point in my life, there were quite a few people praying for me. My mom came from a family, as you mentioned in the introduction, that were Christians. There was, you know, pastors and farmers in, you know, as my predecessors, and my grandparents were believers. They went to church, were very involved in their congregation, and so there were. I had aunts and uncles that were Christians. There were people that were fervently praying for me. And I spent a summer in 1994 with my aunt and uncle back in Pennsylvania. He's a physician. And he, too, is really a thinker. I have three, four cousins there. And that was it was a tough year for me. And it was also just a very timely God put me there in the right time, I believe. I went to church with them every Sunday. I think there, in combination with periodically attending church with my mom here in California, that really, I think, was the beginning of me hearing the Christian gospel, the gospel of Christ.
It really was a process, wasn't it?
It was. It was. And you know, even as the 90s progressed into 96, 97, I think those were the years where I began becoming more serious about my academics. And I was involved in research at that point as an undergraduate. And but, you know, the interesting thing, and I think the beauty as I see it, is there was never, it never arose in my mind that my pursuit of, you know, figuring out what my worldview was going to be contradicted my pursuit of science. And I was certainly, you know, very inexperienced and learning just the basics at that point. But it never entered into my mind at that point that there was a contradiction. I just felt that I was in the laboratory studying the things that God had created.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel at that point they really built on each other and, you know, culminating in my faith in 98 in Christ, and then my continuation as, you know, in my academic training.
Now you have a position where you're teaching students, mm-hmm. eager to learn. You're also among contemporaries who mm-hmm. are scholars. Let's back into this, and maybe we will need to carry it on even in, after our break, but let's get started.
Sure.
Doctor, why is there a such a glaring challenge between science and faith?
Well, I think part of it is there's really two ways to think about these topics. One is the world around us versus the Bible. And then, and I would kind of call that nature and scripture, you mm-hmm. know, so you have scripture and you have nature. And then on the other hand, you have kind of the influence of humanity on those areas, which I call science and theology. And others, these aren't novel ideas that I've come up with. These are others that ideas of others that I've read and I think seem accurate. You know, nature and science, nature and scripture, I don't believe they contradict. Those are both things that are from God. Mm-hmm. God created the world around us, and he gave us his word, the Bible. On the other hand, we have humanity's influence on these areas where we have interpreted scripture and we have interpreted nature. Mm-hmm. And so we come up with these ideas and theories and interpretations, and inherently there's potential for those two realms to conflict.
An explanation from Dr. Jonathan Kelber. He's an assistant professor of biology at Cal State Northridge. We're going to carry on this part of our dialogue when we come back from our break. He's just laying a foundation. What I did was I asked him the question, you know, about the science and faith and why such a glaring contradiction, or so it seems, among many people. He's explaining to us how he sees it, how he can be a man of science, a scholar, and yet a man of faith in Christ. It's not an easy subject, but it's a great subject. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com, Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Ever been around somebody who you just knew, you talked to them, they are of high intellect. They're academicians. I mean, they live in that world. They are, in many ways, wordsmiths. I mean, the words just kind of roll off their tongue. They think at a very high level. And you know what? It can make us feel, well, sometimes we can feel intimidated. And if you're a follower of Christ, you might even have a sense. Now, you know your faith. You know the gospel. You might have a feeling of hesitation in sharing with them. Well, our guest today, he's driving down the 57 freeway in Southern California. They're going to go, he and his friend are going to go surfing. He, at that time, an academic. Today, he's a PhD and he's a professor of biology at Cal State Northridge. But at that time, he was going through things, and his friend, a fellow surfer, close friend, shared with him about Christ, and he just said, you got to believe. He talked about belief. It's with that simplicity. And God used that. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm speaking about Dr. Jonathan Kelber, part of his testimony, which he shared of how he came to know Christ. Now, as a professor, he's explaining to us some things about science and nature, things that, as you hear him, you see that there's more than a correlation, as he explains. And so I'm glad that you're with us today. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. And to find out more about our program, to get this podcast in its entirety, you might be tuning in right now. You can get the whole thing for free at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Dr. Kelber, take us back. You were mentioning things about science and nature and science and theology. How do they fit together, other than the way that I was talking in ways of contradiction, how they flow together?
Well, in my work, I think I see my work as really an observation of the world around us. We, in our research lab here, the students that work with me and myself when I'm working in the lab, you know, we're studying things on a very small scale. We're studying cells. We're studying molecules inside of cells. But there's a pattern and a very intricate, I'd call design, but an intricacy that we can observe and regularity that we can observe too. And so it's those kinds of things at the microscopic level, but also just the world around us at the macroscopic level, things we can see with our naked eyes. For me, those things are exciting to observe. You know, I was just talking with my two boys the other morning. We have a bush outside of our house, and it looks like there's a bird's nest in there. And just thinking about the the life cycle of living organisms and how intricate all of that is and how well timed it all is. For me, as a scientist and as a Christian, that supports my belief in God as a creator. And, you know, as I was mentioning earlier, I think there really isn't a conflict in my mind between nature and the Bible. But where the conflict arises, which is, I think, an important, you know, point of discussion, a topic to deal with, is how humanity has imparted our ideas, our interpretations of the world around us, you know, to come up with science, and the Bible to come up with, you know, various forms of theology.
Mm-hmm. You know, we talk about points of contention, like creation and science and evolution and science. You specialize, you mean you're teaching courses on cell, molecular, and cancer biology. You know, the C word is equated with death when it's mentioned. And if someone goes through a process of various forms of treatment, they might even characterize that as going through hell. What is it that you do, Doctor, when it comes to cancer biology?
Yeah, we study two types of cancer in my research lab, and we study breast cancer and we study pancreatic cancer. And for your listeners who, you know, have heard of these cancers, maybe even some listeners are researchers like myself. They will realize that normally when we talk socially about these two cancers, they're normally in very different ways. Breast cancer is a cancer that we can detect early, and under the best circumstances, survival from that cancer is quite high and probable. On the other hand, pancreatic cancer is very hard to detect early. And as a result of that and just the inherent resistance that that cancer displays to the available therapies that there are, that cancer, the survival rate for pancreatic cancer is very low. And so, you know, we have an interest in these two realms. One of the things I thought about some time ago, I think during my doctorate training, was the idea of kind of why are we studying these things, you know? From, I think, a non-Christian worldview, we're studying these things so that we can help people live longer and even overcome death, possibly. From a Christian worldview, as I hold, overcoming death isn't really a possibility. And so the purpose of our work, I think, lies in trying to uncover new details about these diseases that allow translation of our findings by other researchers into, you know, real benefits for patients. Now, that process, the evolution, shall we say, of, you know, our work here at Cal State Northridge or other cancer biologists' research elsewhere, all the way through to real clinical benefit for patients, that happens very infrequently, and it takes a long time. And so there can be, I think, some disconnect between, you know, what researchers like myself and trainees in my lab do and, you know, the reason why we do them.
Now, you mentioned early on, a few moments ago, about the Christian worldview and that from the Christian worldview, overcoming death, it's not possible to overcome death. Explain what you meant by that from the Christian worldview standpoint?
Sure. Yeah, I think that's a good question. And, you know, as a believer in Jesus Christ, one of the things I believe, one of the things the Bible teaches, is that we as a human race, we as God's creation, are fallen. And that fall was really part of the creation story. You know, most people, you know, think of Adam and Eve and the Garden of Eden, and those that have read and heard of this story, and this kind of snake serpent-like character tempting Adam. In picture books, oftentimes an apple that they're being tempted with from a tree that God has told them not to eat from. And, you know, that initial act of disobedience on Adam and Eve's part to actually do something that God told them not to do, that, I think, you know, has stained or has inherently influenced humanity in a negative way. And the Bible calls that sin. And so the result of that sin being in our world is physical death. So as a Christian, believing in the idea, the doctrine of sin, and the fall of humanity through Adam, I find it hard to reconcile the idea that we might, as researchers in the academic community, come up with a cure for death.
So, you know, we might lengthen life. There might be a cure for cancer, like you say, whatever it might be, whatever form it might come, there can be a cure, and life will be lengthened, but at some point, as part of the human experience, we have to face death.
Yes, absolutely.
And the gospel is that there is eternal life beyond that. We'll speak more with Dr. Jonathan Kelber. He's a professor of biology at Cal State Northridge. We're talking about these very serious matters, important stuff, so don't miss it, okay? Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
tuned to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
In his free time, Dr. Jonathan Kelber, well, he likes to surf and train for triathlons. He races in one or two events each year. As a family man, he takes his family, his wife, Julie, and their boys. He takes them to Community Christian Alliance Church, CCAC, in Northridge, California, where Dr. Kelber serves on the worship team, and his wife serves in the Awana program. You're listening to The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Dr. Jonathan Kelber joins me all the way from Northridge, California. And before our break, we were talking about a rather deep subject about, or anytime you're talking about mortality and certain aspects of studying cancer and cancer biology and the kind of work that he does, he was explaining about just that, mortality, that through what Adam and Eve had done, the sin in the Garden of Eden, well, sin has been passed on to all of us, and therefore the results of sin. And so when it comes to death, it's something that we could, in some instances, by the grace of God, delay, but we all have to deal with the fact that what happens beyond. And that's the power of the gospel, is that there is hope in Jesus Christ, that there is eternal life, that there is a place where we will all be in Christ. No more pain, no more sorrow, no more tears. But even beyond that, the kind of quality of life that we can live on this earth on a different level. Really, you could say living really in a way in another dimension that God allows us to live in spite of or in the midst of the daily trials that we face in life. And Dr. Kelber is also a family man. And so, Doctor, tell us about your family. I mentioned, Luke earlier. I mentioned Miles. But tell us about your family.
Sure, Danny. Well, we're a family of four. I think one of the actually big issues for us moving from San Diego, where we lived for 8 years, up to Northridge. It wasn't, where are we going to live? How's my job going to go? I love my job here at Cal State Northridge, and I love the students I work with. My colleagues are outstanding. The administration is top-notch. But, the big question for us was, where are we going to fellowship on Sundays? Where are we going to serve during the week? We had a wonderful church home in San Diego where we were involved for 8 years while we were there, Claremont Emmanuel Baptist Church. And, I think one of the things I guess God has been doing in our family, he's been kind of putting on our hearts, and he did that through our church there in San Diego while we were there, was kind of figuring out, what is our family all about? Okay, I work here at Cal State Northridge. My wife is a full-time mom. She's a former teacher. She taught high school and then elementary school. And so, we're trying to figure out, how are we making an impact as a family, really, for the kingdom of God? And so that's the kind of thing we, I think, talk frequently about, my wife and I. We've been really blessed to find a church home here in Northridge, and we did it relatively quick. We kind of had a church blitz our first few months here, where we visited a number of churches, some several times in a row. And we came with the idea we wanted to find a congregation that had a commitment to the Bible and a commitment to seeing that shared, not just locally, but really internationally.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, and you certainly found it there with Dr. David Klotfelter and leaders, the likes of Dr. Roger Joe and Ed Jung, Dr. Roger and Steph Joe and Ed and May Jung. I mean, these lives have, and really the leadership. I mean, gosh, you and I were together at a men's gathering recently, and just the sweetness of the fellowship that exists there, and then the level of quality of men whom the Lord has raised up. And, you know, that's one of the great things, I think, about the gospel, and I don't think we talk about it enough, is that the gospel takes men who are broken, people who are broken, and realigns us and brings wholeness, purpose, and direction. Now, you and Julie, we're talking a little bit off air. You celebrate your children, their lives, God's purpose for them. What is it, you know, these young boys, 2 and 4 years old, that you see in them as a Christian, and what do you see for their futures?
Well, I see a lot of potential, and, you know, we pray regularly, my wife and I, that God would grow these boys up to follow Him. Julie came from a family that they went to church, but she didn't really have as a child, she went to church, but I don't believe she really had a clear, she never heard the message, the gospel message of Christ. I, of course, you know my story. We've talked about that. So I think we both have a real desire to have our boys learn that early on, and that might influence their lives. You know, we would love them to be near us for the rest of their lives. We enjoy their company. Certainly not perfect all the time, but we always are working on that. But I think, you know, what would we like to see them do in their life? Well, we'd like to see them search out and follow God's will. But again, with our heart for really seeing the gospel shared with people groups internationally that haven't heard the gospel, you know, I would just be tickled to death if they, you know, came home and said, "Hey, Dad, I'm going to go to missionary training school." You know, they might choose something else, in which case I would be just as excited for them. Because I think that if they're searching out God's will, they'll find it. But, you know, we've wondered in our lives. We have friends that are missionaries. We have particularly from our San Diego church, and we're making new friends here and CCAC that are missionaries. We've talked, you know, should we be missionaries? You know, what are we doing to support that message and that work? Well, we can support financially. But, you know, we can also instill that idea and those ideals in our family and what we do, how we spend our resources, how we spend our time. And hopefully our boys grow up with an appreciation for that aspect of Christian ministry as well.
Instilling that kind of, you're instilling them family exposure to the values of God, the values of God's kingdom. When your children were born, your boys, did you see them in the way God created them? Were they different, you know, their personalities, their makeup, how they looked? And what was it like when you saw them?
Well, yeah, it doesn't take long after, you know, being a dad to, you know, see a few things that you know, character traits, you know, kids crying or fighting now that we have two, things that you would like to not have be there. But it's part of their personality. You know, I think raising two is different than raising one. We were talking earlier, I think off air, about just the differences in them. And I think those differences are to be celebrated.
And one of them had, blonde hair, almost white, right?
Oh, it was nearly white when he was born.
Brown, almost black.
Yes, exactly. It was a really stark contrast. Their pictures were pretty similar if you didn't look at their hair or you put a little beanie cap on them. But as soon as you took that off, it was obvious they were different. So I think that they're definitely to be celebrated. But at the same time, I think value them learning about the gospel message and not being too hesitant to share it with them early on. Mm-hmm. And, so we do talk about discipline in our family, and my wife and I are always talking about new ways of modifying our practices. But really the idea in discipline isn't that you're raising up a child to be perfect. That's impossible. But you're giving them the idea that, obedience is an important component of the Christian life. And, as children, that obedience, of course, is directed as from, parent to child. But as they grow and mature and eventually are on their own, we hope and we pray that, the work we're doing with them now can give them a sense of, wanting to and being used to that life and following after God and obeying God's will in their life.
And spoken eloquently from a parent, from a father, Dr. Jonathan Kelber, who is also a scholar. He's a biology professor at Cal State Northridge. He's a man of God, he's a man of faith, and he's also a scientist. And God has used him immensely. And Doctor, the Lord is, my heart is filled with gratitude for you taking the time to share your life with us as you have today. Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure, Danny. Thanks for the invitation.
That's Dr. Jonathan Kelber. And I hope that you have been encouraged, that you have been uplifted as you've heard him, and we've gone over various subjects, and I mean, we traversed a grand path today, a large expanse from our guest, Dr. Jonathan Kelber. And God's timing is perfect, and there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. It could be someone right next to you or your neighbor, the cubicle on the other side. And if you haven't done so, this is the perfect moment for you, my friend, to open your heart to Jesus. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a presentation for you there. And to help us with your financial support, to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. Proverbs 21 verse 5 says, "The plans of the diligent lead to profit, as surely as haste leads to poverty." It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guest, Dr. Jonathan Kelber. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, our guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.